I'm going to go ahead and share my sounds. Anyone who is a JAWS user, if you think there's something you might want to follow along with, you can go ahead and kind of maybe close some windows, except your Zoom window, and we'll see if we can learn some tricks that I've been using and that I've been teaching to some of our clients and some of my students. So one thing that has been a big help for a lot of students, these are students, I worked with a second grader today, so from 7 up to their 70s, and it's actually being able to turn a Chrome URL into a desktop shortcut as well. So I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get over to my Chrome with my Windows 4.
Windows 4, taskbar. Title is new tab dash Google Chrome.
I'm just going to open up the Google News page.
N-E-W-U, enter, new tab dash Google Chrome. Loading, Google News dash Google, Google News, main menu, button, next menu.
Okay, and so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the File tab in here. Visually, it's a bunch of tabs that go across the top from left to right, but the keystroke for that is Alt-F.
Alt-F, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow.
And I'm going to down arrow through these options until I get to More Tools.
New window control, new incognito window, history submenu, downloads control, bookmarks submenu, make text smaller, make text full screen of print, control, cast, find, more tools submenu, 13.
Here's the more tools, I'm going to go in there.
More tools menu, create shortcut.
And boom, right there, create shortcut. And it seems simple, but a lot of people do not realize that's there.
Enter, leaving menus, Google News dash Google Chrome, make shortcut name, edit, Google News.
And the shortcut name is going to be Google News.
Open as window, checkbox not checked.
And I'm just going to tab to my OK.
Create button.
Create button.
Enter.
And I pressed enter on that.
Google News.
And now when I go back to my desktop.
Windows D, folder
I should just be able to hit G until I hear Google News.
G, Google News. 48.
And it's right there. It
folder
is now
music.
A shortcut on my desktop. And we're using that for a lot of students to be able to pin their Canvas right onto their desktop so they don't have to go to the internet or go to their favorites bar. It's right there. And there's another feature that people have been using to install Voices that's different than the older way of going out to Freedom Scientific's page and installing new synthesizer voices for JAWS. And it's found right inside of the JAWS menu. I'm going to go ahead and pull that up. I have the JAWS icon on my desktop.
J, folder view, list view, JAWS 2020.
And I'm going to press enter on JAWS, the JAWS screen reader, and it's going to open the menu options for it.
Enter, JAWS context menu, options submenu to move through.
The first item is options. I'm going to press enter on that because that's where I want to go.
Enter, basics, dot, dot, dot.
And I'm going to down arrow to voices.
Voices submenu.
Right there, I'm going to open that.
Enter, voice adjustment, dot, dot, dot.
And I'm going to down arrow to add or remove voices.
Select the voice profile, dot, 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 add slash remove voices, dot, dot, dot.
Right there, I'm going to press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, folder view, list view, JAWS 2020, 22 of 48, to move.
And then I'm going to be in, the first list is probably the language.
Select the language, colon, combo box, English.
I want English, I'm going to tab.
Premium voices, colon, multi-select list box, not selected, Allison, English, United States, already installed, 1 of 20.
So I have 20 voices in here, and I can down arrow through them.
Not selected, Ava, English, United
Ava.
States. Not selected, Daniel, English,
Daniel.
Not selected, Fiona, English, Scott, not selected, Karen, English, not selected, Kate, English, not selected, Lee, English, not selected, Malcolm, English,
I'm going to get to one that I have installed, Oliver.
Not selected, Wara, not selected, Nathan, not selected, Oliver, English, British, already installed.
And I'm going to tab.
Play sample button.
And play the sample button.
Space.
My name is Oliver, and I am a UK English voice available for use with Freedom Scientific products such as JAWS.
And so now that I have him in line, he's kind of cued. I can tab again.
Install selected voices button.
And I could install right from here, and I wouldn't have to go out to the Freedom Scientific page. So that's a pretty neat trick that we're using with a lot of students also, because a lot of the younger kids, they need something that's natural when they're starting off. It just gets a little too overwhelming. They're learning keyboarding. They're 7 or 8 years old. Alt control this and Windows that. So it makes it a little easier learning platform when they have a voice that sounds more natural. And we use Tandem a lot in these sessions. And Tandem is when me as the instructor, I can set up a Tandem code which the user, one of my students, will enter into an area of JAWS in their computer, and I can go in and I can control their computer if need be. And where this comes into play with the voices is that both computers have to be using the same synthesizer. So if that student is using Ava, then I need to be on Ava as well. So that's just a little tip for tandeming in with anyone. So does anyone have any JAWS questions? Or
creating a link onto the desktop, can we do something like that with the university when there's a page that we go to quite a bit?
Yes, you would just do that same thing. You would go to the page in your browser, and you would Alt-F to open up your file tab, your file controls, and you would down arrow until you get to that More Tools submenu, enter, and you would down arrow into Create Shortcut, and you just go from there, and whatever page you're on is what it's going to send to your desktop.
Thanks.
I have a question. Is Zoom Text 10 still good, or is that really not usable anymore and you need to get Fusion?
I would say that 10 is not really being supported, though.
Isn't that still an AI squared product?
It is an AI squared product, but what happened is when they merged with Aspero and Freedom Scientific, they reconfigured some of the engines that they use for processing the magnification and the speech engine in there. I don't think that they could go back. So that's my off-the-cuff answer, though.
Yeah.
I think the keystrokes are different from Fusion, where we're using the caps lock key now. It's been so long since I used Zoom Text 10 that it's hard to remember what they were. Control-Alt, I think.
I think the last time that Zoom Text 10 was kind of really supported was, you know, that maybe the last iteration of Windows 8 and the first iteration of Windows 10.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm gonna go ahead and show you guys one other trick that a lot of people don't know that they can do right now. And Katie, I know you're in school and you may get a lot of PDFs. And there's actually a built-in feature with Microsoft Office and Microsoft Word to be able to convert a PDF into a Word document. So let me go and grab a PDF that I set aside here.
Windows E. File Explorer D. Downloads. D. Documents. Enter. Shell folder view. Items view list. N. NFT sample. Enter.
Does it matter if you have the free version of Adobe to be able to convert? Or
this, it will not matter.
Certificate impact evaluation left parent 10-19-20 right.
So this is a PDF right here. I'm not going to press enter on it. I'm going to actually use my applications key. Some of you don't have an applications key, so it's going to be shift F10.
Applications, context menu.
And I'm going to down arrow, not to open, but to open with.
Open, oh, print, key, share with convenient codec, send with, move the drop, scan with, share, open with submenu.
Open with submenu. I'm going to enter.
Enter Adobe Acrobat Reader DC.
And here I get a list of programs that I could use to open this, but Word is not going to be in here. Some people's computer it may be, but the way I have it configured, I have to select it. So I'm just going to down arrow.
Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge. Search the Microsoft Store. S. Choose another app.
Choose another app. I'm going to enter there.
Enter leaving menus. NFT sample items view multi-select list. Keep using this app feature. The OK button to act. Keep using this app feature.
And I'm going to tab until I get to a list.
Always use this app to open. The OK button to act. Always use. Keep using Microsoft Edge 1-1.
And I'm in a list of apps. So I'm going to arrow down through it and see if Word is in here. And it may not be in here either.
Firefox 1-1. Google Chrome 2-1. Look for an app in the Microsoft's More Apps link. Always use this app to open. Feature in Windows. Look for an app in the Google Chrome. Look for More Apps link.
And there's another More Apps option. It's different than the last one. So I'm going to press Enter here.
Enter. Look for an app in the Microsoft Store. Look for an app in the Microsoft Store. 3 of 3 to move to an item. Press the arrow keys. OK button. Featured in Windows 10 other options. List box. Internet Explorer.
And so now I'm in a more expansive list. I'm going to down arrow until I get to Microsoft Word, or it may say Word.
Notepad. Other options. Paint. 4 of. List box. Windows Media. Word. 7
so
of 8.
So it's right there. It's Word. I can press Enter on it to start the process.
Always use this app.
Or I can select this.
Always use this app to open .pdf files checkbox not checked.
Always use this app to open PDFs, but I don't want this as my default. I like Acrobat being the default, but I'm going to use Word.
List box, Word.
For now, and enter.
Enter.
And we're going to give it a second to try to do its...
Word, Microsoft Word dialog. Word will now convert your PDF to an editable Word document. This may take a while. The resulting Word document will be optimized to allow you to edit the text, so it might not look exactly like the original PDF, especially if the original file contained lots of graphics. OK button to activate.
And so I'm going to hit OK, and it's going to start to convert this PDF into a Word document.
Space.
And one thing that is nice about document. This is... You can convert a PDF that is not fillable, and you can create a Word document to where you can start filling out that PDF document while it's in Word. And then when you go to save it, you can convert it back to a PDF and save it as a PDF. And so we use this with a lot of students as well who get their assignments in PDF, and it may be supposed to be a fillable form, but it's actually not. So we'll just go here and we'll convert it. And then not only does it OCR it, but it makes it to where they can fill it out. So we use this with PDFs that come in as scanned pictures also. So let's see if it worked.
Page 2, heading level 1, evaluation is leadership. Evaluation is leadership. Level 1, bullet shifting evaluation from an after activity or something perfunctory to a valuable exercise, people.
And it's there. So I could unprotect this, and I can enter information in it, and then I could save it out as a PDF and send it back to someone. And you also, this is also helpful for job applications. I've had applications come in for clients that are in PDF, and rather than print them out and try to fill them out with a pen, we just go ahead and convert them to Word. They fill them out. We resave them and send them back to the employer.
I've noticed sometimes on some things that there's check boxes with this conversion. Like, I think we sent you a copy of like the application for a early ballot, absentee ballot or something, and I was having some trouble with it. With the check boxes, does that editable thing work too, to where we can make those changes to fill it in?
Occasionally it will carry over, and I'll say that it's occasionally. What I've done with things like check boxes that don't convert over into like a fillable, clickable checkbox is I will go and highlight that area and then put an underline there, or highlight it and put a bold there, or even highlight it and change it into a color. And that way we have an indicator. Or you can also do a strike through, you know, kind of the math symbol to strike through that you're checking that number of that question or answer or option.
Zoom Text, I was going to mention, it's now an annual subscription, and I use the Magnifier Reader, and I don't remember what it is. It's like, I don't know, $70, or it's definitely less than $100 a year for all of the for the annual subscription and all of its updates and everything for the year.
Yeah, that's been an excellent new feature, because, you know, typically Zoom Text, JAWS, and or Fusion can be upwards of $1,000 or $1,400. And now they have rolled out these subscriptions that you pay for, you know, $70 a year or $90 or $120 a year. And then there, sometimes they even roll out different programs to even bring those costs down lower. I know at the NFB right now, if you are a member of the NOPBC, that cost can go down. And I can't remember, it may be actually free for a year, or if not, it's a very deep discount.
Right. If you have a Fusion SMA, I think the cheapest you can get it is like $280 for 2 years.
Yeah, so now it's actually less expensive to, you know, have the subscription in many instances. JAWS has put a new feature in called Smart Picture. It's kind of like the OCR, where you can OCR different windows and different documents. It's able to detect images, and I've used it with students on science projects, on math problems, on all kinds of little things where we're just able to extract sometimes not all the information that we need, but enough information to make an inference to understand what we're doing. So JAWS is, Freedom Scientific is steadily trying to be competitive and give us tools to help us be out here in the workforce. And they have a feature. They have a new AI called Sharky. And so it's kind of like Cortana or our friend Echo. And you can ask it certain things that JAWS would normally do. You can say, what's the time? What's the date? Open a program. And it will automatically do that through implementing JAWS keystrokes. Thank you for inviting me to do this short presentation, Bonnie.